لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك
لا شريك لك لبيك
لبيك
والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك
لا شريك لك لبيك
لبيك
والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم listeners at home السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I am Abdul Hakim Qasim and I welcome you to another edition of Everyday Muslim reaching you live on WFM 91.7 Well, today I'm not doing this alone we also have my co-host who would also be with you today on the program. I have Hajia Rashida already who is joining us virtually to do this today. Hajia Rashida, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's a pleasure to have you join us on the program, albeit virtually. And I think this is the first time we're actually co-hosting together on this program.
Exactly.
It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Same here, thank you.
And I hope you're already preparing for Eid al-Adha. It's just tomorrow.
Alhamdulillah, we are preparing.
Alhamdulillah.
We pray that Almighty Allah makes it easy for us and spare our lives to witness more and more of it.
Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Inshallah, we're also expecting Hajja Amina to also join us as soon as possible. So today, it's a blended affair. So like I said, we welcome you again to Everyday Muslim Show on Women Radio 91.7. Today is the 15th of June 2024. That's the general date we all know, but that also corresponds to the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1445 AH, the day that pilgrims, Muslim pilgrims, would assemble at Mount Arafah, the most important rite of Hajj, which precedes, the Eid for those of us that are home. So, for those pilgrims, they're already, in Mecca, so they would assemble at Mount Arafah, and that particular rite of Hajj is the most important rite of Hajj. Whoever that misses it has already missed Hajj. But for those of us at home, I want to expect, and I'm expecting, I want to believe that all of us we are fasting because that's very, very important. The most important day that the sun rises and sets in the whole year is today, the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, the Arafah day. And first of all, Allah alayhi wasalam has advised and enjoined all of us to fast. And he said, the fasting for today expires the sins of 2 years. the preceding year, the 1 year that we have spent, and the 1 year that is to come. So 2 years of sins will be wiped off by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's a very, very important, reward for whoever that's able to fast on this day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our acts of worship and supplications for today. Hajia Rashida, so how is Arafah at your own end there?
Well, alhamdulillah, Bilameen, of course, as you have said, we are fasting. It's meant for every one of us to fast today. As important as it is, it's something that we all look forward to. We just pray that Almighty Allah makes it easy for everyone that is in Hajj right now. It's not something that everyone that goes there knows how it is. But our prayer is Allah makes it easy and grants us the reward in this world and the year after.
Allahumma ameen. Oh, so Aland Haji Amina is also with us online now. Haji Amina, assalamu alaikum. All right, so I'm sure she'll join us in due course. Now, for probably those of you that that you're joining this program for the first time, this is Everyday Muslim Show on WFM, and on this show we try to address some issues relating to Islam and address some of these misconceptions, foster peaceful coexistence within the society, and guide the everyday Muslim on their journey in Islam. During the week, this program clocked 1 year. Everyday Muslim is one. Wow. Just like yesterday, and the show is already 1 year. Haji Amina, how does it feel? 1 year down the line.
And now, how
wow. So, Haji Rashida, so how has it been like for you that you're part of this program and it's already 1 year?
In fact, when I got to know, I didn't realize it was 1 year until about, I think, some days ago, and I saw that it was 1 year. I was like, wow, just 1 year like that? It's been very, very wonderful, sincerely. It's been very wonderful, very enlightening, very encouraging, because the program is something that a lot of people look forward to. I can remember when I'm about to start the show, maybe some days, some people will start calling me, what about the show? You don't send the link and things like that. Oh, it's gives me that joy that a lot of people are there to listen and to learn.
Alhamdulillah. So today, inshallah, for all our listeners, we'll be considering 12 months of impact in listeners review. So you have been listening to this program every Saturday between 11 a.m. and 12 noon, and we treat different topics from religion to health to education to everyday life, economy, and it's a whole gamut of the totality of the lives of an ordinary Muslim, an everyday Muslim, and we try as much as possible to provide guidance. So it's your show, it's 1 year, so let's get to know how you feel that this program is 1 year. So what have you gained so far? How has the experience been like for you? How has it been keeping tabs with us on a weekly basis like that? It's not easy on a Saturday like this, especially for those of us that are from Lagos. It's a day of Owambe, and we attend different parties, different shows, different programs. And for people to now get themselves dedicated, to this particular program every Saturday. In fact, you are the MVP. You are the most valuable personality as far as this program is concerned. We come here because we know that you are there, and we appreciate you for being part of this journey in the last 1 year. So let's know how you feel about this program. We can't do this alone. We are, we are only able to do this because we know that you are there listening to us. So let's know how you feel. You can be part of this program by calling the number 07000 917 917 07000 917 917. Oh, we have a caller on the line already.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Happy anniversary.
All right, so can we meet you?
Yes, I'm a regular listener, Mr. Yusuf Olamileko Adedeyo.
Wow.
I do call on the show regularly.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So, in fact, I will say the program has affected my life positively. I've been following you right from the onset, because I got the link from Facebook.
Okay.
That the program will be coming up, and I'm a regular listener of WFM.
Yeah.
So the program is, I will encourage others, which I've been doing, sharing the program as in propagation to other people that they should endeavor to listen. Because it's a life-changing program, you know. So anything about Islam, you know, one power of hosting somebody, a very learned somebody must come on the show every week, you know, to teaching us about Islam. So I'm being impacted positively. So jazakallah khairan.
Wa yaqum alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. That's a testimony, yeah. A real life testimony, and for being a regular caller on the program, thank you very much. We appreciate you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to reward you
on that.
All right. So thank you. Yeah. Okay. So like I said, it's your program, it's your show. So feel free to call in. You can also send a message to us via WhatsApp or SMS to the number 0703-175-6537. That is 0703-175-6537. So that's number to send your message or WhatsApp. But if you want to call in live into the studio, it's 0700-917-917. And you know, because it's 1 year, Haji Rashida, we are actually doing giveaways. Don't worry, we are taking note of those who have actually who would call in. So don't worry, probably you have something to, you know, get for yourself in the spirit of you know, the 1 year, and at the same time the spirit of Eid. You know, Eid is tomorrow, and inshallah we are all looking forward to it. I know a lot of people would say, though you know, the ram is very expensive, buying a sheep or buying a cow, you know, might be very expensive, but at the same time, alhamdulillah, that at least we are alive and we are celebrating. So, Haji Rashida, how does it feel? Have you actually got your own ram? And so, are we looking forward to that? What's it like? So, what's the feeling like against tomorrow?
Oh my God! Sincerely, it's not when what you just said is the reality. As in the economy, may Allah I pray that may Allah make it easy. May Allah make the economy easy for every one of us. But as for the ram, I would say that it's on the way.
Wow.
It's on the way. Let me just put it out that it's on the way. May Allah make it easy. And of course, it does not really mean that the one that wants to slaughter the ram should enjoy it alone.
Mm.
It also means that we should remember those people around us, our community.
Yes.
It's not easy for one person to just say that, okay, I want to do this for my community. But at the same time, two or three or more people can come together.
Mm. Absolutely. The truth of the matter is,
and
yes,
for people so that they can also feel the impact
yes.
of Eid al-Adha.
Yes.
It's very important.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Wow. So what do we have this now? If all me say three wise men.
No, you just acknowledge me.
We try to get over to you now. Yeah, God bless. Alhamdulillah, you can see I'm not the one defending myself now. Yeah, Haji Amin, assalamu alaikum.
I just wanted to chip in that we the previous caller, we need to get his details because we have 1,000 airtime for our callers today to say thank you for, you know, being with us all the last 12 months, right? So we have a 1,000 credit to our first caller. So all let's right. take his details if he'll
We've done that. All right. So Mr. Yusuf Alamilikon will actually got his details. And as a regular caller, he also, you know, he's leading the pack when it comes to, you know, doing that. And we appreciate him. Although we're still expecting, you know, one of our regular, you know, contributors on the program too, who would actually be joining us.
Right?
Yes, he'll be joining us live. All right, so we have another caller on the line. Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
All
right, so let's meet you, please. Yeah, hello, you can go ahead. We can hear you. Mention your name and where you're calling from. Oh, all right, so
today is not the day for this network guys to be doing this kind of thing.
Don't mind them. You can't do this to our callers, actually. Although we got his details, so we expect him to probably try to call us back. So, all right. So, but then, probably before we also get into the main gist, you know, a lot of people might be wondering, for those that actually go on Hajj, some people don't really understand the significance of Hajj. And you have a situation where people feel like, people are just going on religious tourism. So, Hajj Amina, what do you think? For those who probably call Hajj religious tourism and they feel like people are just adding to the economy, you know, adding value to the economy of Saudi Arabia. Is it like that, really? Is it just about the fact, oh, you actually just want to go and enjoy ourselves, go on vacation? Is that what Hajj is about?
Dr. Olubunmi, do you blame anybody that holds that thought? Have you been in the tent at Arafat and people are on the phone and they are doing, you know, selfies and gisting and all of that? SubhanAllah, it's a day of qiyam, it's a day of standing. How many people actually uphold the stand? So what we see on social media are people literally having fun, SubhanAllah, when what should be happening is that you are desperate for Allah's mercy, you are desperate for His Jannah, and you are engaging Him and doing azkar and praying to Allah. But people, the bulk of those attending are, in fact...
All right, we have a caller on the line. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Hello. Hello, you can go ahead.
I don't want this to be...
Yeah, hello.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. Assalamu alaikum. Waalaikumsalam. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Shadam. I'm calling from Aji in Alakuko.
Okay. Go ahead.
Happy anniversary.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan. Thank you very much. And so, what have you to say? What's the experience been like? What has the experience been like for you listening to Everyday Muslim on this program, on this station?
It is a great experience, and I used to enjoy your guys' program.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan. Thank you very much. So, you have actually won yourself, a call credit. For just joining us and expressing yourself on this program. Jazakumullah khairan. Thank you for joining us. All right. So, like I said, you're welcome. Thank you. All right. So, the program is Everyday Muslim Show on WFM 91.7. And today, the program is 1 year. And the number to call in if you would like to express yourself, please share your experience. We want people to, you know, hear, listen to your testimony. What has the experience been like for you? What have you gained on this program? What are the things that you're still probably even looking up towards that you probably feel like can infuse into the program? You know, 1 year, yeah, we have, that is always room for improvement. So, hello.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
And Abdulaziz from Alakuko.
Abdulaziz from Alakuko.
Abdulaziz
Abdulaziz from Alakuko. Yeah, so it's a pleasure to have you. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Alright, so go ahead. Share your experience with us.
This is my first day of joining you in this program.
Wow. That's good. It's a pleasure to have you. So, it's a pleasure, even though you're listening for the first time. So, it's Everyday Muslim, and we look at different issues, consider different issues. We bring in, scholars to probably share their experience, their knowledge about Islam, and to also clarify some issues that affect our everyday life as, Muslims. So, it's a pleasure to have you with us, and we appreciate your call. Thank you very much. All right. So, Hajj Amina, you were saying something concerning those doing selfies at Arafat, and you're like, probably that's why some people feel like, oh, this guy is just like normal everyday vacation that people go to, you know, Belize, they go to Bahamas, they go to Maldives, and they snap pictures and they post it on social media. So what's so different? Probably Hajj Rashida, do you have something to chip in on this? What's so different about Hajj from probably every other, you know, vacation or holiday that people go for? Is that what it is for every day Muslim who probably feels like, okay, today inshallah, or this year I will be embarking on Hajj? What exactly should they look up to, or why should they probably decide to go on such a journey, especially even at this time that things are very, very expensive?
Okay, so one thing I know, that whoever that is going for Hajj, you should already know the importance of going for Hajj. You have at the back of your mind that this might only be one time in your lifetime. It's a time for spirituality. If you see, the economy is not friendly, yes, you have the opportunity of going there. Why would you not misuse the opportunity of being in Hajj? just like Amina said, it's not something that is easy for everyone. It's not something that is funny, but going there where you're supposed to be on a high spiritual level and you are there with all the money, with everything that you have spent, you just find yourself on social media opening your teeth, laughing, playing, saying a lot of things that are not supposed to even be, they're not even supposed to be done.
Vain talk, it's infuriating. And to make matters worse, the ones that are even attempting to stand, waiting now, you want to break your leg, sit down.
A lot of distractions. And it's not even portraying it well to other people that does not really know the importance of Hajj.
I know the irony is, subhanAllah, you miss Arafa, that is, you have no Hajj. Arafa is Hajj.
Yes, absolutely. Whoever that misses Arafa has actually missed
Hajj. This is everything you've spent the last, you know, the 10 million naira, this is it. This is and everything about
it. Somebody talking about subsidizing it. And you don't want people to complain, they will surely complain.
Alright.
We should know what we want to do and know why we are there.
So would we say it's a function of probably lack of enlightenment or orientation for these people that want to embark on this, or it's just a case of money misread and just probably hit the jackpot, or they just got in there probably by slots, by a lot of these states and organizations who want to sponsor people, some philanthropists. So what exactly would we say has accounted for this?
I would say, number one, as you've said, it is lack of enlightenment, lack of knowledge. Those who are taking them there, I don't know, I would not say I'm sure, but I would say that they did not inform them properly what they were going to do over there.
All right.
And I beg you, I agree with you. You see, we human beings are a funny bunch. I've been to Hajj and I've interacted with tons of Hajj operators here in Nigeria. The seminars that they fix for attendees, the pilgrims to attend the seminars, less than 30% of these pilgrims go for the seminars. When they eventually go, when the lectures are being delivered and the sermons and the trainings are ongoing, they are on their phones, they are outside networking, chit-chatting, not paying attention to the seminar. And that's where you learn the whole essence of Hajj, why you are going there. So again, it's back to the person, the one who is ready to go for Hajj, who understands that it's a journey of a lifetime.
All right, thank you very much. And alhamdulillah, sorry, probably before you chip this in, this is just to inform our listeners that our guest on the show today is actually here, and he's here with us in the studio. And coincidentally, our guest on the program today is a regular listener, and a regular contributor on this program. So we decided that because of the program we are on today, so let us and want to hear the experience of those who have actually been listening. So we've taken our time to actually invite one of our regular listeners, and he's here with us in the studio. So I just want to make everybody know. So he is Mr. Zubair Mahmoud Okpeyemi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Naam. So Mr. Zubair Mahmoud Okpeyemi is, like I said, a regular listener on this program. He actually studied accounting at Taishida University of Education in Jagun, Ijebode, Ogun State. He's a member of the Nigerian Institute of Management. Mr. Mahmoud is a social rights analyst and editor of both Islamic and non-Islamic articles. He works with Nur Takaful and the marketing department, and is also an entrepreneur. So, Mr. Mahmoud, salam alaikum once again, and we welcome you to Everyday Muslim.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right. Hajj al-Rashida, probably you can round off with your thoughts so that we can engage, our guest who is here with us.
Okay, I agree with what Amina said. That's okay. It's possible that he said they lecture them and they don't listen. But how do they screen them? Is there any way to screen them out? If there's anyone that is there and does not listen, then you know that they test them.
After paying millions.
I think something like that should be put in place.
Probably. Well, that might be actually something that might come up in the future. Probably by NACON or even by Saudi authorities themselves. And probably they actually screen people before they come in so that you see if at all you qualify to actually participate in Hajj or not. But because it's not part of the prerequisite for probably those that would embark on Hajj as you know, designed by Allah himself or through his Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm afraid that people might not want to introduce it. But I think as a matter of seriousness, you're investing certain millions of naira on a journey like that requires that you prepare yourself adequately. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us. But inshallah, before we go, we just try to enlighten a lot of people concerning some of these things that we need to take note of in terms of Hajj, the significance, and how we expect people that want to embark on this journey, to really take it. Okay, so let's come down to Mr. Mahmoud because he's here with us. You are a regular listener on this program. You contribute immensely to it. Now, looking at the fact that on a day like this, I have said earlier, on a Saturday, Lagos is full of OMBs, different parties, different programs and things like that. And even for those who decide to probably even listen to radio, there are so many shows on programs on so many radio stations. So how has it been that how did you come across this Everyday Muslim program, and what has it been like for you listening on a regular basis to this program the last 1 year?
A'udhu billahi samin amin min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin
sallallahu alaihi wasallam
wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. I glorify Almighty Allah, the first that has no beginning and the last that has no end.
Alhamdulillah.
For making it possible for me to be here today. Almighty Allah is the protector of all protection seekers. And you know, he is the one that gives and takes life. So we pray to Almighty Allah to make all that we'll be seeing here today beneficial to you and I,
all of us, all listeners,
inshallah.
Allahumma ameen.
So going to your question, sir, you know, there's a question that needs to be answered here before we understand, you know, we put this question in the proper perspective. The kind of person you are, who are you, you know, says it all about what you make your companion. So a lot of OMBs may actually exist on weekend basis. But the kind of person you are shows what you prioritize. So as for me, it is not as if I don't usually go to OMB, but you know, this is a faith-based program that needs a lot of preference, a little, you know, you need to attach a lot of importance to it.
Absolutely.
So above all other things.
Okay.
So for me, I choose to prioritize Everyday Muslim and make it part of my life. When I say part of my life, I really mean it.
Okay.
Because I hardly, yes, I hardly do without listening to it on
a weekly basis.
Yeah, you understand?
Wow, that's so good. So, but how did you come across it? Where did you hear about it, or where did you see the information that, that this kind of program, you know, exists and would be airing live on this station?
Funny enough, I got to know about Everyday Muslim on this station itself.
Wow.
So I was actually listening to a program, and at the middle of the program, you know,
the break and the
advert segments and all that. So they now advertised about Everyday Muslim.
Okay.
So ever since then, I've kept tab with Everyday Muslim, and you know, I always make sure I tune in to listen.
Now, so for you, it's beyond just listening. You also call in, you send messages. So what exactly drew you to become a regular caller on this program? Because there are so many programs that we listen to on different radio stations, and we don't exactly call in. So, but what was the impetus? What was that motivation that let me call in, let me also, you know, chip in something, or let me make them understand that I'm also listening? So what was the motivation for you?
Actually, I would say the quality of lectures that is churned out from the program, that is the first, the first thing that
attraction.
Yeah, got me that level of attention.
Okay.
You get so, and also at times, whenever I, in fact, majorly, anytime I'm about to listen in, I always assume the preposition of going into class.
So that you want to go and learn as if I'm attending a class.
Thank you so much, sir. And you know, when you're in a class, there is tendency for you to have a question to ask,
yes,
or perhaps also make a contribution.
Yes.
So that has prompted, you know, my regular calling in, either to ask question or to contribute.
Wow. Haji Amina, we are here together. Haji Rashida, who's going first? Well, Haji Amina, probably let me take you. So, Mala Mahmoud is here. So, what do you want to ask him? Or you know, he's all yours. Haji Rashida, are you there? You can unmute yourself. Machine is probably the network. Okay.
We didn't get to hear anything again.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So we have Mala Mahmoud here, and he has told us that he actually got to know about this program through WFM itself while listening to one of their programs, and the advert came in. And since then, and for the fact that the quality of lectures that he listened to this program actually made him feel like, oh, it's like I'm going into a class. And you know, when you go into a class, you're also interested, you're open-minded, and you feel like, okay, I have a question to ask, or I have something to contribute. And that has made him not just an ordinary listener, but also a regular contributor on the program. So I'm saying, do you also have questions for him? Because I want us to share this. You know, we are all hosting this you know, together. So what do you want to ask him? He's here with us.
Okay. Anzibir, I would like to ask you, can you tell us one or two of the lectures that really motivated you most?
Well, actually, I have a lot of lectures that, you know, that motivated me. But if I'm to single out one or two, I would say this particular lecture that centers around the unity of Muslims. Right, and the other one, if I can remember now, that the one that talks about how social media affects relationship.
Wow.
Okay, those two topics, you know, are very germane, and it really touched me.
How do you mean now? Okay, good. All right. So, looking at this, now you mentioned, you know, those topics that really resonated, you know, with you, the unity of the Muslims and probably the social media and as it affects us. Now, that we've also had many guests on this show. Do you have particular ones that really stood out for you? Like, wow. Come on, you know, there are times you see some people and you listen to them and you're like, come on, you know, you're very wild and you feel like this is it, this is a real deal. So who amongst our guests you know, really stood out for you? Can be one, it could be two, it could be more, but there are some that could be particular ones that you really, you know, picked, you know, interested.
I must be sincere with you. Actually, I have, but in fairness to all of our lecturers here, they have, you know, done wonderfully well in the areas of sharing their, you know, the wealth of
knowledge
and experience. So for that reason, I may not be willing to single out
a particular
person, because I know that they have all tried in their own rights. You know, they've all surpassed our expectation, because, you know, of the level of education and experience, you know, the enlightenment they always share with us. So it won't be fair to not recognize every one of them. So, but even though I have some few lecturers
that, you know,
that got to me like you know, really.
Yeah.
But let me just say it that way.
Okay. I love that. I love how, you know, that's a mature way of trying to, like, okay. So it won't look like some are more important than the others, or some are, you know. I love that. And remember, another thing is also the fact that, you know, one man's food is another man's poison, you know. So the person that resonates with you might not actually resonate with another person. So, and that does not make, you know, that particular one that you picked interest in, you know, more important than, you know, others. So I love that. So Aja Rashida,
I haven't been able to talk about everyday Muslim to your family and your community. Do you follow us on our social media handles?
Frankly speaking, I don't. But I have it in plan.
Okay.
But inshallah, the Kudrat Allah, you know, we are just one this year,
mm-hmm.
and we are, you know, we are just like a baby,
mm-hmm.
and we are growing,
mm-hmm.
and I am mm-hmm. also growing with
the program.
The program. So that is.
I love the way you owned it, that we are growing with, and I love that. See, just like that. Mm-hmm. So sincerely. Mm-hmm. You're just sincerely. I love that. So, but then, so but your family members, do they also listen with you, or probably do you also tell some other friends and acquaintances of yours about this program?
Yes, my family members do. We do listen to Everyday Muslim together, and for the family and friends and acquaintances, that is what I'm talking about. That we are going on it.
Okay, all right. So it means, for instance, now, so your family members are listening at home now. Hey,
of course.
Please do a big shout out to them. You know, that is here. You know,
Abdul Khaliq Abdul Salam. That is there. Hope you are listening.
I love that. Seriously.
And also to my friend, Mr. Nuruddin, he's a colleague and he's a very good friend.
Okay.
Shout out to you too.
Wow. I love that. So, now, looking at the fact that you call in, what's the experience like for you? You know, for some people that call into programs, it's more like, oh, I want them to know me. There are some people, they call on stations and they're like registered callers. In fact, some people feel like, not only them. So, but for you, how is it like being a regular caller? So, what is it like for you? Is it because you want people to get to know you, or because you're trying to raise your own individual profile so that probably you can use that as a leverage, probably at a place of work or to sell your business? You don't know me. I'm the one that usually call on this program, you know? So, what is it like for you?
I want to be lying in Radic. Actually, we are in a world that everything is mixed. While some people may tend to do that for that intention, but my intention is, you know, far away from that. And like I said the other time, I call in to ask questions whenever it's not clear, or to make a contribution. And even at times when I call in, maybe the delivery technique that our lecturer used in, you know, talking to the listeners may not be clear enough. So at times I try to do that kind of
clarification,
so that the listeners at the end there will not misinterpret what the
lecturer is trying to say.
So, but one thing that is certain about my calling in is that it is far from all these worldly things, and
so there are no ulterior motives.
One funny thing about it is that I don't always like the fact that I'm the only one calling in at times.
Okay.
There are times that I want to call in and I'll just hold back.
So it will be like, not only him.
So,
probably he already has that magic number. Probably there is another number. You know, there are times you listen to some program, and because there are some people that call in regularly, are like, these people are not even allow other people to call in. And they're like, oh, probably they have another number with which they're able to reach, you know, the program that others probably don't have access to. So, I love the fact, you say, sincerely, I love your level of humility.
Thank you, sir.
And I think that's something that a lot of our listeners, you know, probably will learn from. Hajar Rashida.
Yeah, going back to the Eid celebration and Arafat Day.
Okay.
Can you tell us the importance of Arafat? Can you share us any of your experiences, if you have been to Eid before, just for our listeners who also learn from you? So I'm putting you on the spot now and I guess victory.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
90.
Actually, I've not been to Hajj before. All Muslims, all conscious Muslims would want to be, you know, want to be
at Hajj. You know.
So, and it is one thing that, you know, specifically is always on my mind.
Okay.
But I have not been there. But I pray to Almighty Allah to make it easy for me and all other Allahumma Muslim brothers and sisters that wish to be to Hajj.
Allahumma
and I will say that today is Arafat Day, as you've rightly noted. We expect all Muslims across the globe to be fasting today because of its recommendation. And we all know that the benefit that the Prophet attached to it is 2 years' reward of forgiveness. So the previous year and the coming year. So I don't think there will be anyone who want to be deprived of this great
reward.
So in fact, the benefits are enormous, which time may not permit us to start enumerating here. But you know, considering the time. Considering time management, I would just like to leave it short like that.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. In fact, sincerely, it's like you are already almost like a host because you're also giving consideration to the timing of the program and other things like that. So, this is just to tell those of us listening, you are listening to Everyday Muslim on WFM 91.7, and we have Mr. Mahmoud Zubair in the studio with us. He's also a regular listener and a regular contributor on this program. And today, because the program is 1 year, and we have decided to also have a view, or you know, a perception of those of you that are listeners. So what's it like with you? And so that's why we have invited him into the studio to also come in to share his experience. So you can also share your experience with us by calling the number 07000 917 917. You can also send a message to us on WhatsApp or SMS via 0703 175 6537 0703 175 6537. We'll go on a short break. The program continues after this time out. Please don't go anywhere.
Wake, wake, waking up in the morning to take me out to light. I put on my finest shoes and my finest heat outfit. Start calling up my la-la-la loved ones, wishing them Eid on Saeed. Jump in the car and head to the masjid to praise Allah to light. The day we've all been waiting for, a wave of joy has been sent from above. Celebrate and kids can get all their gifts and sweets. Loving and caring and helping and sharing with everyone in need. The ID is so la 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 lovely, don't you agree with me? The day we've all been waiting for, a wave of joy has been sent from above.
Yes, the day we've been waiting for, Eid is tomorrow. Wow. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spare our lives till tomorrow and beyond, where we would have the opportunity to celebrate Eid with our family, with our friends, with the members of the community. It is tomorrow. Yes, it is tomorrow. But today is Arafah Day, and we expect it to be fasting for those of us that are not on Hajj. And for those that are on Hajj, today is a day of standing, of assembling at Mount Arafah, where they will be, you know, supplicating. Imagine that assembly where you have, you know, about 2 million people gathered together in a place, doing the same thing, adorning the same cloth, saying the same thing at the same time, in the same place, in the same language, even though they are from diverse backgrounds, with different languages, with different cultures, ethnicities, but all of them are saying the same thing, calling on one person, their Lord, and saying, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. So, oh Allah, we have, you know, responded, we have hearkened to your call, and it is time for you to also hearken to our call. We are supplicating to you, we are praying to you, and we are seeking your forgiveness, your mercy, your assistance, your guidance for, you know, all our affairs. And that is what those that are in Hajj are doing. And for those of us that are home, today is also a day of supplication. It's a day of fasting. So the program is Everyday Muslim on WFM 91.7. And the program is 1 year. And we have in the studio with us one of our regular listeners on this program who also contributes immensely by calling in, by sending a message, Mr. Zubair Mahmoud Okbayemi. Again, Malam Mahmoud, it's a pleasure to have you in our midst. And Hajar Rashid, I hope you're still there with us.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, very much. That's very good. You know, that Nasheed you listened to earlier was actually by Maher Zain, and it's about Eid Mubarak. I'm sure a lot of us are already anticipating, yeah, tomorrow is Eid, we'll slaughter the ram, we'll eat, and we'll wine, we'll dine. Yes, but before then, it is today is still Alpha. So, Hajar Rashida, Malam Mahmoud is still here with us in the studio.
Yeah, okay. Talking about linking up the Eid, linking it up with Prophet Ibrahim and Ajara, I would just like us to talk briefly about it.
Okay.
Looking at the trials that they went through and linking it up with the society that we find ourselves now. If anyone was put in that condition as a woman, as a man, how would you feel? Look at the lessons from it.
Okay, Madam Mahan, do you want to share something about that first before I say? Okay. Oh, so she was saying that for a, you know, a woman, or put yourself in the position of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, or in the position of Hajar, you know, the wife, and the son Ismail, the three personalities who actually are the reasons, you know, that led us to the celebration of the Eid and even the Hajj rite itself. So that, how does it finish? That she's trying to imagine that. Imagine that you, as a father, for instance, and you're given an instruction by your creator that, oh, you have waited for almost 100 years, and you actually didn't have a child, and eventually you got that child, and when that child is actually going into adolescence, and that's when God now says, sacrifice this child for me. So how would you feel? What does it feel like? Because a lot of people really don't understand the significance of this, you know, slaughtering or this celebration. Like, this, we just want to slaughter something, or probably some even say, oh, it's idol worship, or you know, whatsoever, that based on their ignorance. So what do you think, for those, is the significance of you know, even this Eid celebration?
Actually, it is an emotional thing, because it is unimaginable to want to, you know, have a thought of a father trying to slaughter his son
in obedience to his creator.
So, and I would like to say here that this is why Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was
salam.
God has made him, you know, and this is why God has made Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, the leader of, I mean, he's
of the faithfuls.
Of the faithfuls. So, and that test, not much of individuals can pass that test.
Not so many people can. Sincerely, because, you know, we have this added even in Europe about, you know, that God that you worship and does not make your life better, that you just do away with it. Of what use is that you having a creator who actually denied you, you know, the opportunity of having a child for almost a century, and eventually gave you that child, and he's now asking you to actually sacrifice that child? Is that God not probably, you know, a heartless, a wicked God? What exactly does he want to do with that? Not knowing that he's a test of faith. You know, for a lot of people who say, I beg, I no do.
I thank God that Prophet Ibrahim did not, you know, did not go that route that very day, and he obeyed his Lord, knowing that his, you know, his dreams are always true, and he's a prophet of God, and these are the signs of the prophets, that their dreams are always true. So trying to fulfill that true dream that he, you know, he dreamt now, and he also found his son being submissive to the will of God. Is, you know, we have a whole lot of lessons to learn from, you know, from that. And as Muslims, no one can say Prophet Ibrahim, you know, is not my prophet, or I don't have
my leader. I have nothing. You can't discountenance or disown him.
So if you do that, what you are telling us is that
you are no longer a Muslim.
So, and that is, you know, that is actually what has brought about
this celebration. Imagine if he probably had disobeyed his Lord, he would have actually been forgotten in history.
Of course,
seriously. So it's by virtue of his obedience and passing that test of loyalty to his creator that we are here today celebrating him many thousands of years, you know, after that. All right. So, like we said, the program is still Everyday Muslim, and you can be part of the show by calling 07000-917-917 or sending a message 0703-175-6537. We have this message from one of our contributors, although I don't have the name here, but 0814-917-3045. It says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks to WFM and thanks to MPAC for Everyday Muslim. I'm a fan and so are my family members. We pray for more years of very happy and exciting show every week. Thanks and masalam. All right, Jazakum Allah Khan. We appreciate you for this message, and we send our regards to you and your family, especially as we approach the day of Eid. All right. So, madam, very quickly, you know, now that you are as a regular contributor on this program, has there been probably an opportunity, have you had an opportunity to also probably interact or link up with any other person that also contributes on this program? Because I know there are some other people that also contribute on this program. Have you had opportunity of meeting any one of them?
Not at all. There's no platform for that.
Okay.
And if there is, I don't have access to it.
Access to it. All right. So, inshallah, probably we are also noting that, you know, having a platform probably even for regular listeners and callers, you know, it's something that they could also have opportunity of interacting beyond, you know, the program. Thank you very much. We also have this message. Assalamu alaikum to everyone in the studio. Let me start by wishing you all and your family a wonderful and blessed Eid celebration. I've been an ardent listener and supporter of the program from the beginning, and it's really wonderful to see how time flies. I wish to express personal appreciation to WFM and MPAC for his hosting such a wonderful program. I and my family have benefited a lot from the program, and I'm sure the experience is the same for many people out there. I wish you more success in the future as you continue to touch more lives and homes. May Allah bless all our Hujjaj and grant them the benefits of accepted Hajj. Thanks, and once again, Eid Mubarak in advance. Jazakum Allah khairan. Thank you for that message. So, all right. So, Hadi Rashid, I want to chip in something. Oh, probably she's having issues with her network. All right. Now that we have listened to the program and we have done this for the past 1 year, do you have any suggestions on what we need to probably infuse to improve the quality of this program in the coming year? We have spent 1 year moving forward. So what suggestions do you have? And probably, do you also have some other specific topics or issues you would like to see addressed on this program?
Really, I would like to say that in my humble opinion, you know, at times there may be need for us to take a slow on, you know, the scholarly topics that we do every time,
every week,
because what I've noticed is that we have, you know, a lot of people listening to us. We have a wider range of listeners. So there may be need for us, right, to, you know, to consider some people that are on, you know, that are not on the level of, you know, the knowledge we are sharing. So at times there may be need for us to, you know, to just bring in some fundamental topics of Islam, you know, like these the core principles
the fundamentals, even the basic pillars and some other basic understanding. For those who probably are just even new in Islam and really don't have much knowledge about
Islam. Thank you so much. So that to have them on the wavelength with us.
Okay.
So that
they can actually move along with us. So.
Because I feel there's a kind of cut off. There's a divide.
Disconnect
in that regard. So
okay.
We may need to look towards that direction.
Oh, some foundational topics. All right. So, but apart from that, how about in the method of the program? Probably okay. Like you know, you said social media. So, is it that probably we are still also not involving people enough, or what other suggestions that you have concerning the program?
Yes.
We've not heard the ones of the foundational topics and at least the basic fundamentals of Islam. Yeah.
Yes, I also believe that if we can do that more, you know, in the areas of awareness. You know, we tend to get across to many other listeners that are not on board yet. So I think it's a very good idea to look into as well.
Okay, creating more awareness.
Creating more awareness and also trying to create, physical social events. Creating physical social events. You know, this is somehow virtual, but, creating physical social
where events. Where people can come. And be part of?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. That's good. And at least, like, even this aspect of providing a platform for listeners to also interact. So, beyond the one-hour session. All right. So, we have noted that. Now, so, ever since you have been listening to the program in the last 1 year, would you say that you have noticed probably a change or in your own behavior or in your own views probably concerning life, concerning or some aspect of Islam as a result of the fact that you listen to this program?
Of course, yes. In fact, it has really helped me a lot in some areas, though it's been befalling to some people out there, but this is just being factual. You know, in some areas, you know, there are centers around timeliness, respecting time. So because I know definitely that everyday Muslim is coming up by 11 a.m. So whatever you know that is that I'm you know engrossed with, I have to get it done as fast as possible just to ensure that I catch up with the time. You understand? So this is one areas that it has helped me, and also in the areas of commitment and dedication. So it has also commitment and dedication, you know, to a goal. Just as simple as, you know, coming into class, as I rightly said, you know, listening in and contributing if there need be.
Okay, all right. Jazakumullah khair. So, a final word from you to listeners, to everyone. A final word from you now, because tomorrow is Eid, or probably even a shout out. You have the floor. It's an opportunity.
I want to specially thank MPAC for counting me worthy to be here today to have a talk with our listeners out there.
Okay.
It's a very rare privilege that I do appreciate.
Okay.
And I want to say that MPAC have set a pace that, you know, that worth emulation. And then they should improve on it.
All right. Jazakumullah khair.
Eid Mubarak to all our listeners.
All right. So, Hajar Rashida, your final word, because of time.
I would just like to tell everyone, our beautiful listeners, that they should take the opportunity of this Arafat day and this Eid period. We should not forget those who are around us. We should always share whatever that we have to them. And of course, do not forget to pray for Nigeria and everyone out there.
All right. Thank you very much. So it's on this note, inshallah, that I'll be drawing the curtains on the program today. Every Muslim, inshallah, will make its way back next week, same time, same station, on this platform, WFM 91.7 FM, by 11 a.m. I remain Abdul Hakim Qasim. Inshallah, I wish you all Eid Mubarak. And please, reserve my meat. Don't worry. Share it. Don't eat alone. Eat the meat. Share it. And you can also start. You know, the economy is very hard. So I wish you all the best. Eid Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa
rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum salam. شريك لك
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.